It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. WPR is part of your day. It's your go-to for essential news and analysis, companionship. And listeners like you are the biggest source of funding for WPR. So we're in the final day of our spring member drive, and your gift right now supports the morning show. It supports all of the other WPR programs you rely on today and every day. Join in with your gift now. Here is that number, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support. So right now we're checking in with the Wisconsin Hospital Association. The association has this dashboard that tracks data like hospital admissions, PPE, ventilators, ICU beds at our state's 133 hospitals. And last month, the association estimated the number of COVID-19 patients needing hospitalization, that it would exceed the state's capacity in a matter of weeks. So what questions do you have about how our hospitals are getting along? What do you want to know about the steps that hospitals are taking to respond to the coronavirus? And what issues do you want state lawmakers to address right now? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Mark Kaufman is Chief Medical Officer for the Wisconsin Hospital Association. The group lobbies on behalf of more than 100 hospitals and clinics. Dr. Kaufman, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you.
So several weeks ago, your association warned that our hospitals could become overwhelmed in a matter of weeks. How is the situation looking like right now on the ground?
Well, it's looking significantly better, probably mostly due to the fact that Wisconsin citizens have been so good about social distancing. As we look at the trends over the last couple weeks, the number, especially in the last week, the number of hospital admissions for patients significantly ill with COVID-19 is decreasing. And as we look at critical resources that hospitals will need to take care of COVID-19 patients, such as ventilators and ICU beds, there is significant capacity available. And a lot of that is due to the fact that the concern about a huge surge of COVID-19 patients that could have possibly overwhelmed hospital resources has not occurred, which is the good news. And it is almost certainly due to the fact that people have been good about physical distancing.
So some good news there to report. But let's look closer at Milwaukee County in particular, because Milwaukee has been hard hit. How are cases looking like on the northwest side? Are hospitals overwhelmed there in that area?
So in general, in Milwaukee, I'm actually looking at the WHA dashboard. And I don't know if your listeners can follow along, but if you go on the WHA.org website and click on COVID-19, you can actually look at hospital resources by region. So right now I just pulled up the Southeast region. And as I look at hospital admissions, and this data is refreshed every 24 hours, so I look at hospital admissions in the Southeast area of Wisconsin, and in the last 7 days, there's been 30 fewer patients right now than there were last week, and compared to yesterday, 12 fewer patients. So the trends are definitely favorable. So certainly the southeast part of Wisconsin was the area of the state that had the highest sort of peak of patients, but it seems that the hospitals in that area have weathered that storm.
There's been some growing concern out there about the exposure of healthcare workers themselves. Do we have firm data on how many healthcare workers here in Wisconsin are infected with COVID-19?
I am not aware of firm data, but looking at the experiences in areas of the world and in other parts of our country that have been ahead of us in terms of the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, the typical range of healthcare workers contracting COVID-19 is between 10 and 14%.
10 and 14%. And would that be similar here in Wisconsin, would you project?
Well, I don't have any hard Wisconsin numbers, sure. But I'm not sure there's any reason to think that we would be much different.
So as you look at your dashboard, how are hospitals doing on their protective equipment, on their PPE?
PPE has really been one of the critical supply issues in the COVID-19 pandemic. On the WHA dashboard, we actually have a metric that lists the number of hospitals with 7 days or less of PPE, as well as what's changed in 24 hours and as well as what's changed in a week. And if you're on the dashboard, if you go to the bottom of multiple graphs, there's what's called a run chart, which plots that metric over time, and it is getting better. So the number of hospitals with 7 days or less of PPE is declining, which is good news. The only nuance of that metric is that every hospital in the state updates their data every 24 hours. And if hospitals are part of a system, hypothetically, let's just say there's a system with seven hospitals, that system may centralize their stores of PPE in one facility and then supply the rest of its hospitals every 2 or 3 days. So it may be that some of the hospitals reporting 7 days or less actually have adequate supply chain through their centralized facility, but in their physical facility for that day, it may be 7 days or less. So it's a little bit of a nuance on that metric. But generally, in answering your question, PPE is still a significant issue, but it's getting better.
So those daily inventory checks of how many masks and goggles and gloves, that inventory has to be very precise.
It does. And generally, the measure that we're asking for or that's portrayed on the WHA COVID-19 dashboard has to do with days supply. So a small hospitals may go through 100 of a certain type of gown. A larger hospital may go through 1,000. So we think the lens of day supply is probably more informative than just the absolute number.
We're talking about the coronavirus pandemic with the Wisconsin Hospital Association's Chief Medical Officer. Dr. Mark Kaufman is with us taking your questions. What do you want to know about the steps that hospitals are taking to respond to the coronavirus? What issues do you think state lawmakers should be addressing? And what questions do you have about the pandemic and how hospitals are doing right now? Join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call now. Susan is with us. And Susan, I understand you're driving through Wisconsin right now. Susan, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Yes, I'm driving to South Dakota, driving through Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota to help my daughter. Who is a healthcare worker and babysits my grandkids. So my question is, all of this talk about the pandemic, what's currently happening, and then the reopening of these states, nothing much has been said about infants through 12th grade. And these children, how are these children to be cared for now and during and when we open up the states? If the parents have to work, who's going to take care of the kids? How are the kids supposed to be taken care of? Are the daycare supposed to clean all the time? If they're not going back to school this summer, if they're not going to summer school, who's going to take care of the kids while the parents go back to work?
Susan, thank you so much for that call. Dr. Kaufman, there's been a lot of look here at social distancing. And yesterday, the extension of the Safer at Home order puts kids out of school the rest of the year. how should we look at our children right now in terms of keeping them safe, but also being able to allow for the care of them through schools and daycare?
It's a very challenging situation. I think in general, we should try and get the best information we can from our public health experts, depending upon which state you live in. There may be different public health guidance as well as governmental guidance. And even within a state, there's variation regionally in terms of the spread of the epidemic. So I think we have to use the best information available, and the choices are challenging, and really do the best we can.
So as you talk with your hospitals, with the association, what are they saying about staffing levels? Because we've heard of retired physicians, retired nurses coming back. Is that enough for staffing?
I think it depends upon the hospital. You know, it appears, as you alluded to, that we have avoided the dreaded surge that could have overwhelmed hospital resources. Many weeks ago, in anticipation of that possibility, hospitals cut back on so-called elective or non-essential procedures in order to preserve the staff as well as the PPE. So it depends, in terms of where we are in staffing, it depends really which hospital and which region. In Milwaukee, where the pandemic has been probably most at a peak, there probably have been more staffing issues. In more rural areas, where the incidence and the pandemic has been less pervasive, some hospitals actually probably have furloughed staff. Again, this is all predictive, you know,
it's
as of 4 weeks
hard
ago.
To make it's hard to make a blanket statement there. Dr. Mark Kaufman is with us, Chief Medical Officer from the Wisconsin Hospital Association. You can bring your questions about what hospitals are experiencing now, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Just a quick mention here. We are in the final day of our spring member drive. You've likely been relying on WPR more than ever, and so we've reduced this spring member drive to prioritize the content you need in this time. And that's why your support of the programs you value is so important today. Give at this number. It is 888-202-2552. Or WPR.org. And thank you for your support. Right now, we're talking with the Wisconsin Hospital Association. The governors of seven Midwest states, including here in Wisconsin, announced a broad plan yesterday for reopening the economy. But reopening would depend on sustained control of new infections and hospitalizations, among other factors. So what are your thoughts on the readiness of our state's hospitals? Do you support continued social distancing? Physicians and nurses, how close do you think Wisconsin is to these benchmarks? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Dr. Mark Kaufman from the Wisconsin Hospital Association stays with us. Let's take another call now. Dan is joining us this morning from Edgerton. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
I understand you're a family medicine doctor.
Yeah, I'm a family medicine doctor, and I work at two clinics that are attached to smaller community hospitals, one in Edgerton and the other one in Stoughton. And my question for Dr. Kaufman is, how do you see the smaller community hospitals surviving this viral pandemic?
That is really a good question, Dan. As I think I mentioned before, many of the hospitals have postponed more routine procedures in anticipation of a surge of patients. And now, as we've avoided that surge, the financial situation of those hospitals, some hospitals really have struggled over the years with thin margins. The financial sustainability of those hospitals is challenging. And I think that's why the conversation is starting now that we've avoided the dreaded big surge of how to start providing necessary services to patients, things like follow-up of cancer procedures, patients who are in pain. Many of those were put on hold unless they were truly urgent. So now the conversation is starting about reopening, if you will, in a responsible way, and that certainly would help not only rural hospitals, but all hospitals, as well as patients around the state.
Dr. Kaufman, how much assistance are Wisconsin hospitals receiving from the federal government's $2 trillion aid package that was approved in late March?
Kate, you know, I'm just a doctor. I don't have actual numbers for that off the top of my head. Sorry.
Let's take another call now. Dan, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Deb now in Janesville. Deb, hi.
Hi. Good morning. And may I just say thanks. Thank God for public radio. I so appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you, Deb.
So my question is, I've worked in hospitals and laboratories for almost five decades, and we've had PCR testing for a really long time, an automated PCR. I know it's a different, you have to test for different antigens and different RNA, but why are we having such a hard time getting testing done? The Trump administration's, you know, predication of when we open is that we have adequate testing, and we don't, we've never been able to have that. It is the most mind-boggling thing of this whole pandemic. So do you have any ideas when we'll actually have real testing available?
So great question. The good news is, I think, that in the next couple weeks, the ability to test and to produce those tests will be significantly increased. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, our daily testing capacity right now is probably somewhere in the range of 6,000 to 8,000. Even though we're doing maybe the most 2,000 a day, there are significant issues in the supply chain with respect to swabs or reagents. Local organizations and companies are working hard to correct that. In the last couple of weeks, the number of commercial labs that are available to testing have really increased dramatically. So we're not where we need to be, but it is improving. And I think we can anticipate in the next couple of weeks really significantly more tests actually being done, although there still are some supply chain issues.
Dr. Kaufman, where do we need to be on testing capacity?
Well, the testing we're talking about, I think, is diagnostic testing to see if you actually have the virus. So we need to be able to test people who are ill with potential COVID-19 or at high risk. And that's sort of the immediate need. The secondary need is what's called surveillance testing. And this really needs a lot of capacity. So in order to understand the relative spread or retreat of the pandemic in any area, you want to do testing of the population generally, or large samples of the population, to understand what's happening in that area. And then the third layer of testing is really what you've heard about, the antibody testing, right? Up to 50% of people can have no symptoms or minimal symptoms, yet have COVID-19 and be infectious. So presumably there are lots of people out there who have some degree potentially of immunity. So as we think about how to sort of open up incrementally, it would be very helpful to have surveillance testing diagnostically in terms of nasal swabs, as well as understand in the general population who already has antibodies.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the pandemic with the Wisconsin Hospital Association's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Mark Kaufman, is with us. Let's take another call now. Mona is joining us from Madison with a question. Hi, Mona.
Hi, thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say that I think it's going to be a long haul on this thing. We're settling in for, you know, probably till next summer at least, because I don't think we're going to have everything in place to to be able to go back to, quote, normal. But my question is goes back to earlier in the program about the hospitals. When they're wiping down surfaces, like frequently, you know, during the day, like handrails and elevator buttons, once they do that, how is there a longer acting effect of that, or is the next person touching it depositing germs?
So my understanding is that once you've appropriately disinfected a hard surface, typically according to CDC guidelines, that that surface should no longer be contagious for anything on there. However, if another person touches that surface and has COVID-19, it is possible that the virus will be on that surface.
Mona, thank you for that question. Dr. Kaufman, what is the toughest challenge right now for hospitals around the state? When you talk with hospitals, what are they grappling with?
I think one of the biggest challenges is protecting the healthcare workforce and having enough PPE. CDC provides guidance for how to preserve your PPE and extend its life in sort of pandemic situations when there is a shortage. So everybody is stretching their PPE, if you will, trying to reuse it in a safe way, extend the life, but that's probably not ideal. And so I think it would be wonderful if all the hospitals and all the healthcare workforce could get back to the standard recommendations with respect to PPE that would ensure the highest degree of protection for the healthcare workforce as well as the patients. And it would be that would be a wonderful development.
Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Mark Kaufman is Chief Medical Officer for the Wisconsin Hospital Association. The group lobbies on behalf of more than 100 hospitals and clinics. Just ahead, NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is back on the morning show to answer your questions about the pandemic. And we especially hope to hear from kids. What do you want to know about viruses and germs or face masks? Call in, get on the line, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.